The Gillilane Company is on the seventh floor, behind swinging doors bound in platinum. In the corner is a tall display in a triangular showcase. It seems to contain every fancy bottle and box that's ever been designed. There are perfumes in tall, thin bottles that look as if a breath would blow them over, and perfumes in little pastel phials, tied with ducky satin bows, like little girls at a dancing class. The cream of the crop seems to be something very small and simple in a squat amber bottle. It's labeled Gillilane Regal, the champagne of perfumes. It's definitely the stuff to get.
I'd like to see Mr. DeRace Kingsley. Here's my card.
Have you an appointment?
No appointment.
It's very difficult to see Mr. Kingsley without an appointment, Mr. Marlowe.
The name of this tall, lean, dark-haired lovely is, according to the titled embossed plaque on her desk, Miss Adrienne Fromsett.
What is the nature of your business, Mr. Marlowe?
Personal.
I see. Does Mr. Kingsley know you, Mr. Marlowe?
I don't think so. He may have heard my name. You might say I'm from Lieutenant McGee.
And does Mr. Kingsley know Lieutenant McGee?
I'm hoping he does, but maybe the best way to find out is to ask him.
Mr. Kingsley is in conference. I'll send your card in when I have an opportunity.
Thank you. I'll wait.
I sit and light a cigarette. Half an hour and three or four cigarettes later, a door opens and three men come out laughing. The men shake hands heartily, and two of them leave. The third man drops the grin off his face and looks as if he's never grinned in his life.